Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So in about 10 minutes from now, we're going to have Commander Jesse Reed, former Top Gun pilot, a good friend of the show, sometimes fill-in host, join us as we talk about what the heck is going on in the Middle East. The president today says he has not made a decision yet on a potential strike on Iran. If they are to take out the Fordo nuclear site, which is hundreds of feet, 300 or so feet beneath a mountain south of Tehran, it would require a bunker-busting bomb that only the U.S. possesses, that is carried on only a plane the U.S. possesses. Now, obviously the U.S. could give Israel the plane and the bomb and say, you do it. That's highly unlikely.
I don't think we should start giving out B-2 bombers.
It would be on loan.
Yeah.
Like a soccer player. We would loan them the bomber. That segment will be when Dana checks out, because as she said to me earlier today, war is bad. True.
We can all agree on that.
War is always bad. That's when she goes to Macy's.com, and I'm going to talk to Jesse. The Tampa Bay Rays say they are in exclusive discussions with a Florida investment group for a potential sale of the team. The Rays, oddly, are valued at $1.25 billion.
My goodness.
Stuart Sternberg bought the MLB team for $200 million 21 years ago. Not a bad investment.
Yeah, that worked out well.
The potential sale comes at a precarious time for the Rays and their home ballpark. They are playing this season at the spring training home of the New York Yankees in Tampa, after the roof of Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg was heavily damaged during Hurricane Milton last October, you may recall. If they're sold, $100 is they're out of Tampa.
So a listener reached out to us a couple days ago and said, look, I've got a nominee for Jerk Air. And I'm going to read his email to us. We cannot play the video.
Too many bad words.
But the New York Post just picked up the story. He writes, hello, I don't know if you'll see or get this, but I have the perfect passenger for Jerk Air. I'm a longtime listener of your show. I was flying back from New York last night. This lady barely makes the flight. When she gets on, her stuff starts falling out of her bag. Then she won't sit down. She refuses to sit down. She starts making a scene and calling the lady behind her rude names and making comments about her weight.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of said, hey, can't you be nice? She turns and looks at me and starts calling me awful things and says, quote, I can't get a boyfriend.
I wonder why.
I then say, I've been married for almost 20 years, lady. She then goes back to harassing the other lady. Here's the deal. She then hits a Southwest employee.
Gotta go.
And the Southwest employee's glasses fall off. She goes back to the other lady she was originally harassing and starts pulling her hair. Now, this is what the video shows that we cannot air for you, because she is so out of control. It's just bombs of bad words that we cannot air.
Is she drunk?
Yes. A couple of passengers had to get up and restrain her. She then goes off on the passengers using, I think it was zip ties. A flight attendant goes, gets the zip ties. She's screaming. They ask all of us to get off the plane. It took forever for security and police to get there. We could hear her screaming on the walkway. They finally brought her out on a stretcher. The pilot apologized and said, look, I've been doing this 18 years. This is the second time this has happened, but this was the worst of the two. They write, my flight was supposed to land at KCI around 11:15. We did not get home until after 1 a.m. And look at some of the still shots the New York Post has here, Scott.
Wait, slow down. Go back up a little bit.
She is just out of control.
Some of the insults included, you ugly blank blank.
Yep.
You fat blank blank.
Yep.
Your boyfriend's...
Nope, you cannot read that one.
We're good on that one.
It's
thank
embarrassing.
You.
I'm sorry about your boyfriend.
She's kicking her legs in the air. You hear one passenger go, can somebody do something? And then some men get up and try to restrain her. But I'm going to ask you, this is fascinating to me. It took a while for the flight attendants to get the zip ties. As a man, what percentage of men would get up and lay hands on a crazy woman to try and restrain her while the flight attendants are getting zip ties?
I would do it.
Oh, I think it's a very small number. Because you don't want to be sued.
I would place myself between her and the person she was attacking. And yes, that would make me then the victim because she would probably not stop the attack. But I would not place hands on her.
Port Authority police responded to a report of an intoxicated passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight, took her away on a stretcher. Again, she has been charged with
being crazy.
Aggravated assault, I believe was what. Well, because she punched a flight attendant and then pulled another passenger's hair.
And by the way, while she had the hair in her grip, another passenger calmly said, let go of her hair. And she screamed, I'm not touching her hair, despite having a wad of her hair firmly in her grip.
Scott, she's got this woman's hair. And you hear a passenger go, let go of her hair. And she goes, I don't have her hair.
Now, is this a local flight?
It was on its way to KCI. Yeah.
Oh, God.
From New York.
Yes.
Now, this is a New York woman.
Thank God.
Yeah. Not a Kansas City woman.
What about the victims?
Look at the photos of her going absolutely crazy.
Is it the chick in the hat?
Yes, and then the passengers behind her with their cell phones like, something's going down, I'm recording this.
You know, you can make the argument they're just trying to get hits. Maybe they're just trying to document it in case, you know, this woman is clearly going to go to trial. Here's video evidence that she is psychopathic.
Probably banned from flying Southwest ever again.
She'll be banned from flying ever again.
Yep.
But if a guy were to step in, to Dana's point, there's the fear of being sued.
But no jury's going to find in her favor. What jury is going to go, you know, you're right. She was pulling on people's hair. She slapped a Southwest agent. You got in between the two of them and held her by her wrists. I'm not saying touch her in the naughty places. I'm saying grab her by her wrists so she can't hurt anybody anymore.
From the text line, the rules are different when you're on a plane. I'm restraining her, no question.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if a woman is running up the aisle screaming, I'm going to the cockpit, I'm bringing this plane down, every man is just going to sit there and go, well, I can't lay hands on her. I might get sued. You wouldn't lay hands on her?
At that point,
I would restrain her wrists.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel so bad for the guys. There are two men who appear to be trying to help because the look on their face is like, I cannot believe
I have to do this.
I am in this position.
Yep. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not looking forward to getting between her and whoever's hair she's pulling. But I think
I'm not pulling her hair.
I think you have to.
God.
And the texter's right. When you're on a plane, the rules are different.
Just go for the old bear hug.
Maybe.
You're not moving until we get the zip ties.
Yeah, and then she headbutts you, but yeah. But you get bear hug her and then put your head down and into her back.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait for the I always want to say stewardess because I'm old. Wait for the flight attendant to arrive with the restraining devices. Zip ties.
Well, we've seen the stories in recent years of the guys who took their belt off to assist in restraining a crazy passenger.
Richard Marx zip-tied a crazy passenger.
That's correct.
It don't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean nothing. I mean, that was probably an endless summer night for him.
Get out.
I mean, was that a woman or a man that he restrained? You know?
I don't know, but he was right there waiting.
All right.
9 point, well, I'm not going to give the number because we've got Jesse Reed coming up in just a minute.
They should have known better.
They should have known better.
All right.
That's exactly right. Sam, are you looking up his song titles right now?
You know what? Duh. You have cheated because I didn't even look it up, but I can tell you that flight was a hazard.
Okay. Okay.
Don't mean nothing.
Did you just drop your headphones as if it was a microphone?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And now I'm going to eat a hot dog. Okay. Please go to break. I'm starving.
I wonder if her name was Angelia. 913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Story here from CNBC. Iran is staring down the possibility of seeing its most important nuclear facilities hit by a 30,000-pound American bomb. White House officials telling NBC News that President Trump is considering a range of options, including striking Iran directly, after the American leader repeatedly asserted that his administration would not allow Iran to continue its nuclear program or reach bomb-making capability. And just a few moments ago, CNN reporting that President Trump said this afternoon that he is of the belief that Iran was, quote, weeks away from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Joining us on the KMZ hotline is good friend of the program, Commander Jesse Reed, former Top Gun pilot and fill-in host here on Dana and Parks. Commander Reed, welcome. Thanks.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you guys.
What do you know about this MOP, Massive Ordnance Penetrator, which is, I think, in common vernacular, referred to as a bunker buster?
Bunker buster, as you put it earlier, the BAB. I don't know if I can say that on the air, what that stands for.
Big-ass bomb is what
Big-ass bomb is just fine.
You know, it's funny. In the military, I worked with all sorts of weapon systems, and they would all have kind of funny, fancy names, and they were kind of catchy and indicative of what they did, the Sidewinder, the Maverick. But this thing, there's nothing else really to call it other than the massive bomb that it is. So this is a very unique weapon. There's not a ton in the inventory because it's really been developed just for a very, very specialized mission, something like this, which is to basically penetrate a mountain to get some, to get to something at the heart of that mountain that was fortified by it. And there's, as you guys have already pointed out, there's only one aircraft in the world that can carry this thing, which is the B-2 stealth bomber, which is just down the road from us here in Kansas City at Whiteman Air Force Base.
Yeah, it's been widely reported that Whiteman is awaiting possible word that some of its specialized aircraft could be sent to target that underground nuclear power plant.
Yes, we won't know about it if it happens until after it's happened.
would a B-2 stealth bomber, Jesse, carry, if it left from Whiteman, for example, on this mission, all the way to the other side of the world, would it take with it
the two 30,000-pound bombs?
The 30,000-pound bombs, or would they pick it up somewhere in the region?
Yeah, they would take it with them. The B-2 is a really unique mission where they take off out of Whiteman, and they will fly across the world, execute their mission, and fly back all in the same flight. Now, of course, there'll be some refueling along the way and some other things to make that happen. But, you know, I've met a couple B-2 air crew, and we have some that I think, you know, live here in the Kansas City area as well. But that's a long mission. That is a long time to be up there in that airplane, which there's not a whole lot of wiggle room from what I've seen in the cockpit either. So it's not like you can get up and walk around and go to the bathroom
right
on an airline flight. Yeah.
How specialized is this? There would be very, very few service members that would be qualified to even do this, correct?
Yeah, just B-2 pilots. And, you know, it's a very specialized bomb. It's basically two bombs in one. You've got the first part of the bomb, which we call a precharge, which is what helps it penetrate, you know, hundreds of feet of mountain and granite or whatever, you know, cement, reinforced concrete. And then the actual part that does the actual damage to the intended target is the second charge. But, you know, most conventional bombs, they're designed to, on contact or pretty close to right after contact, they blow up. So they don't really get embedded too far into whatever their target is. This thing is designed to basically have two bangs in one. Of course, it happens. It still happens very quickly, you know, the two different explosions. But the first one's intended to kind of pave the way for the second charge in the bomb, if that makes sense.
You just answered what my question was going to be. How does it not detonate on the surface? You've explained it. I was watching, I think it was CNN this morning, and they had on a retired four-star general who had been in command, I think it was during either the Persian Gulf War or during the war in Iraq. And he said that, and I don't know if this was at a training site or if it was actually in the field of combat, but he was 15 miles away from one of these bunker busting bombs when it went off. He said, not only could we feel it,
oh, man,
I thought somebody had detonated a nuclear bomb.
It's got probably more explosives in it than an actual nuclear bomb. I don't know that for certain, but, you know, a nuclear bomb, though, has fission and some other chemistry on its side that makes it go bang much bigger. But it's no bit of hyperbole to say this truly is a massive, massive bomb. I mean, I would imagine if it goes off, you can detect it in seismographs on the other side of the world, almost kind of thing. So, but it has to be. You know, to get that target, you know, there's a reason the Iranians built that nuclear facility where they did, was to protect it from something like this.
So they are moving, they being the United States military, and I'm not giving away any secrets. If I know it, it ain't a secret. They are moving the USS Gerald Ford into the Mediterranean. It will be the third American aircraft carrier in the region once it arrives. They're going to park it in the Eastern Mediterranean. It is the largest aircraft carrier in the U.S. fleet. And I was listening to a colonel from the Air Force on one of the broadcast networks earlier today. Tell me if you agree with this sentiment. They said to him, Jesse, what does this mean? And he said, if we're moving the Gerald Ford into the Mediterranean, it means we're much closer to go to attacking Iran today than we were yesterday. Do you agree with that?
I mean, maybe, you know, it could mean that. It could mean a show of force. It could be saber rattling. It could it could be to play backup. If the Israelis, or if we do drop that bomb, there's going to be repercussions no matter how you cut it. So It could be there as a support. You know, recently we've had battle groups over there battling the Houthis and helping shield Iran against drone attacks and whatnot. So there could be a variety of reasons that we're there. But, yeah, no doubt it's because tensions are high. As to what those actual battle groups would be used for, I mean, who knows? There are a lot of things. We could sit here and speculate all day long about the different missions that they can do. But, that you know, that's a great example. I'm obviously a proud Navy veteran, worked on aircraft carriers, and that's why they exist, is for short-term or short-notice operations like this, where you got to get American presence somewhere in a hurry with a lot of firepower behind it, no matter what you're going to use it for.
How is it possible that a you know, Iran has roughly 85, 90 million people. Israel has a tenth of that, if not less. How is it that such a small country, although I think they're to be horribly respected when it comes to their intelligence gathering and their military, can gain air superiority over a large nation like Iran? Most people don't realize Iran is 2.5 times the size of Texas. How can they gain air superiority so quickly?
I think, well, first of all, there's very, very few forces that compare to the Israeli Defense Force, Mossad, their intelligence abilities. And it's a country that's been born from its existence out of crisis and out of having to protect itself from existential threats for its entire existence. So this is kind of like a day in the life of an Israeli. And I think we as Americans, especially us living here in the Midwest, kind of away from any coast, we really kind of take our geographical position for granted, because even the people that hate us in the world, it's pretty hard to reach out and touch us. Not so for Israel. So I think part of it is just by virtue of their existence and all the enemies that they have in such proximity. But another example of it, and this is kind of where I, you know, very proud, Western civilization advocate here. But when you have civilized Western democratic nations, they tend to be more innovative in general than countries like Iran, which are theocracies, essentially. And what's ironic, I spent a lot of time in the Middle East over the years, and I've become skeptical over the years about our ability to win hearts and minds in cultures that just don't think the same way we do as Americans or as Westerners. But ironically, one of the populations that's probably most apt to be receptive to a change of hearts and minds are actually the average citizens in Iran. They've got a very educated, very savvy middle class, similar to the United States, but they're governed by a theocracy. So that's a whole different subject about regime change, which I'm also hearing talked about in the news today. And, you know, if that happens, I don't know. You could have this very interesting dynamic where suddenly the middle class of Iran, which is very sophisticated and cosmopolitan, suddenly takes charge. But, you know, that's all speculation, of course.
Sure. Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate your time. Thank you for it, my friend.
Be well.
Yeah, take care, guys.
All right, be well. That's Commander Jesse Reed, former Top Gun pilot, joining us here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sam, check this out. I'm on Twitter, but I'm looking for it on Facebook. Cake News out of Wichita just posted this. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has shared a photo of an extremely rare albino fawn. Game wardens say the chance of this happening in the wild is 1 in 1,000,000. And take a look at that. I mean, she basically glows. That's why it has to be so rare.
Good luck hiding from a hunter.
Yeah, she now stands out in a way that as prey you would not want to stand out.
Other reports suggest there was one found in Missouri.
She's beautiful.
One day ago.
It is beautiful.
I have a white squirrel in the yard, and it is...
That's an albino squirrel,
head
Dana.
Head to toe white.
Pink eyes?
Is it white?
It is white.
Huh.
Saw him yesterday. I was like, oh, hey, buddy.
Now, wait a minute. You've already become a birder. By the way, did you read the article I sent you today from the New Yorker?
No, but I would like you to expand on it because I thought you were making fun of me I was trying to get a birder onto the program.
My neighbor, Suzanne, was making fun of you. She sent it to me and said, I just read this article about Dana in the New Yorker today.
Very fitting. Checks out.
It basically says what happens to someone when they turn 50 and start noticing birds. Which, well, that's what happened.
And Dana did inform me during a recent commercial break that we are going to get a birder expert.
Yes.
An expert birder on the program in the not too distant future.
Sam, there is a
world. Because she's bored. No,
there's a world-renowned birder that is coming to speak at the
world-renowned birder
at the Nelson Atkins Museum. And a listener reached out and said, hey, this guy's coming to Kansas City. He's a huge big deal in the world of birding. You should try to get him on the show.
What is happening?
I reached out to our friends at the Nelson, and they have reached out to his people.
Is that a tufted titmouse?
I think it is
a tufted titmouse.
A yellow-bellied warbler?
Look at this. Look at this, Sam. I bought this, like, I don't know what it is. It looks like a pine cone with frosting on it at Family Tree Nursery today. It's a pine cone with fat. And it's called Garden and Fun. Look at that.
Dana, how are you
doing? And what's it for, Dana?
Birds.
How do you know?
Because there's a picture of a bird on it.
Huh. Are we doing okay?
Yes. Makes me very happy.
Sam, it's fair to say that somebody is now an empty nester. And they're trying to fill their nest, so to speak.
Literally.
Squirrels and birds.
Can I go over just a couple of the recent changes?
Yeah.
Other than birding.
Lay it on me.
Becoming a birder.
That is very common when one hits 50.
You bought a beautiful but old house that you're going to be doing a lot of work on.
I'm so excited.
Okay. You've started eating hot dogs.
Very confusing.
Mm-hmm. I have not received a late night text or call in almost a year, and I'm actually actively considering taking you off silent. Okay. I'm just going over a couple.
Yeah.
You're now starting to eat, although today was an exception, clearly, to eating breakfast.
Yep.
Okay. You've tried but failed multiple times to quit drinking Diet Coke. You've started going to bed at a relatively decent hour.
Scott, I was asleep at 7:30 last night.
I'm not done.
I heard Salvi's home run and then went right back to bed.
You're also watching Royals games every single night.
Obsessed. Wait, why is Jack Caglione not in the lineup tonight, Sam?
Sometimes you got to give him a day off.
Text line says, watch out, Dana. Bridge and bingo are next.
No. Do you know what everyone keeps saying to me? I want to learn how to play Mahjong. My friend Annie says this to me today.
Mahjong.
And I go, no. We are not. That is like a 60-year-old and older. I am not. I draw the line at Mahjong.
It's, by the way, it's properly pronounced Mahjong.
Mahjong.
And the reason I know that is because my 80-year-old mother plays
it. I'm aware. My friend Annie the other day is like, I want to take lessons. And I go, no.
It's very addictive.
We are 50. We are not 70. So, my mom plays it online. She can't get enough of it.
My mom plays it at the clubhouse.
The club.
Yes.
She goes over to the club where she lives and she plays Mahjong. And I called her last week.
It's tiles, right?
Do I look 80?
No.
I have no idea. I've never seen it
play. I'm not doing it. That is the hill I'm dying on. I am not dipping my toe in the Mahjong thing.
But here's how it works. It's Mahjong. Can we please pronounce it correctly?
Okay.
It's driving me crazy.
Mahjong. Okay.
Mahjong.
Yeah.
Mahjong.
Mahjong.
Right.
Mahjong.
Okay. Stop it. Right now. I call my mother on my way into work one day last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, Scott, can I call you back? I'm playing Mahjong. I'm like, I'm your son. But she had a very competitive game of Mahjong going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was no time to talk to your son.
Is this like War and Peace or what is the game? Risk, the game of world domination where it goes on and on and on.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, I don't have time for something like that. Phones are ringing. Okay. We are not talking about that game.
Yes, we are. Sam, we'll take those calls.
I will tell you this. There are classes going on at the club. And I saw the email, hey, join us. We're going to teach you how to play. And I said, no. The burger thing is as far as I'm willing to go into old person-dom.
No, it's not.
I'm calling
Scott,
BS.
One more time, can you pronounce that for me?
Mahjong.
And Dana?
Mahjong.
Well, no, the way you were pronouncing
it. Mahjong.
Mahjong.
You're both wrong. Mahjong.
No, Mahjong.
No, Mahjong.
Well, Mahjong.
She's wrong.
No, she's not.
My mother is an expert, and she pronounces it Mahjong.
Well,
I'm
she's wrong.
I'm over here saying the right pronunciation accidentally.
Call her right now. We have not spoken to her in such a long time. See Mahjong. If sweet St. Margaret will answer, and if she doesn't, my mom will. I'm starting to worry my mom spends like 8 hours a day playing that game, Sam. Let me text her and see. Well, she won't text me back.
Because she's playing Mahjong.
I'll text Dad.
Mahjong.
Dad always texts me back. Hey, how many hours a day does Mom play that Mahjong game? I'm starting to be concerned.
She's in a heated battle right now.
She probably is.
They're throwing down at the community center.
Slapping
probably pies. Watching the Kelly Clarkson show and doesn't have time for us.
Ripping up scorecards.
Please leave your.
Okay, she is not home.
I just texted my dad. I want to know how many hours.
Call
is
Big
she-
Juicy.
Well, you can call her, Sam. But I think hers has morphed into an online community.
Oh boy.
Which at least with your mom.
Oh, she's betting dollars. You know it.
Oh, I know it. At least with your mom, Scott, this is sort of communal, sort of social. She's getting out. She's engaging with other human beings her age, right?
Okay. Is she getting out if she's online?
No. I would rather my mom tell me I'm meeting some people to go play.
Well, she's obviously not.
Yeah.
We'll try to get her on here in a second. Somebody says, like nails on a chalkboard, Park says, who are you, Yoda? Okay.
My dad just replied, damned if I know.
Yeah, he's out golfing. He doesn't care. All right, we'll see if we can land Big Juicy. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. From ABC News, the trust funds for Social Security and Medicaid will run out of money in as little as 8 years. Much shorter than the time frame previously estimated, according to a report issued today by the program's trustees. Social Security's fund will run dry in 2033. unless the government combines the program's old age and disability funds, in which case insolvency would arrive in 2034. So you'd buy a year. Finding last year predicted Social Security would become insolvent in 2035 or 2036.
Oh, goody.
So they're moving it up roughly 2 to 3 years.
Tell you what, there will be a—I don't want to say there will be a riot. That is a bad thing to say and a bad term to use. They will find a way to save that for all of us who have paid into that.
Yeah,
there really is no other way around it.
I've paid in for 10 years.
Once you create that Ponzi scheme, you have to keep it
going.
Got to
keep it going.
You know, and what happens, you're going to tell people who are just now turning 18, hey, you guys don't have to pay in, but you're on your own. Well, who's going to pay for Sam when Sam turns 65?
Right.
Because there's nobody behind Sam putting in. And so they're going to have to figure something out. A TikTok user has claimed to have discovered a hack. Sam, listen to this. Discovered a hack to bypass Netflix's household limit.
Here we go.
Oh, somebody's about to become a fan again.
Well, something tells me since there's a news story about it, Netflix has already fixed it, but let's hear what they have to say.
From 2023, the Californian streaming giant cracked down on users watching films and shows on someone else's account.
Netflix, share your password, the CEO said.
Yeah. Netflix also introduced different subscription plans and told its customers a Netflix account is for people who live together in a single household. However, an anonymous TikTok user who is 19 years old, who goes by at user and a lot of numbers on the platform, has seemingly offered a route to sidestep the rules. The user shared their screen on Netflix reading the "Your device isn't part of the Netflix household for this account" pop-up. You follow me so far?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Then they clicked on the left button of their mouse, which opened a drop-down list. After selecting Inspect, a new side tab opened. Then they scrolled to the top of that tab and deleted the sixth element before Netflix reloaded again without the household block. I have no idea what I just read, but I'm sure you do.
Deleting a chunk of coding in the...
But once they've now shared that with everybody, that loophole will be closed.
Yes, they are going to make the loophole redundancy for it.
Should not share the loophole.
The clip was viewed by 6 million people, with one person writing in the comments, would you please delete this before Netflix sees it and patches it up?
Not to mention, on a laptop, all you have to do is use a VPN and say that you're at your parents' house, and you can get Netflix anyway. It's the TV that's the major concern. Thanks for nothing.
Is it still raining anywhere, Sam? And are we done for the day?
I think we are. Let me check.
According to the radar, we are. But, you know, rogue storms, they're rogue.
When we get back, a local family is suing MoDOT, saying the Missouri Department of Transportation is to blame for standing water on the highway.
Hmm.
That led to a very serious chain reaction wreck. It's been a long time since we've talked about a lawsuit of this nature. Can the state be sued for pooling water?
For an act of God, basically.
Pooling, well, but is it the rain, you could say, was an act of God.
If there is
a design flaw in the road, is that on the state?
Could people sue the city of St. Louis for not activating their tornado warning sirens?
It would be in the same wheelhouse of this argument, yes.
Could you sue a TV station if they didn't broadcast a tornado warning?
No.
Then why can you sue the city?
Because if you can prove actual equipment failure, I think they have a case. I'm not saying I agree with them in this case.
But there was an equipment failure. Nobody was in the building to turn it on.
They are claiming in this case the equipment failure, the road failure, led to the wreck that severely injured them both.
America's sweethearts are getting a raise. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders secured a pay raise of roughly 400% for the 2025 season. The pay bump is revealed in episode 7 of the second season of America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, which began streaming on Netflix on June 18th.
So now they get $4?
They don't get very much money, Scott.
No, I know they don't. I know. But they're getting a $400 pay bump. In September of 2019, the Cowboys settled a lawsuit with former cheerleader Erica Wilkins and doubled the cheerleader's game day pay. So, Sam, you're going to have to do the math here for me. I think I've got it, but correct me if my math is wrong. The pay went up from $200 a game to $400 a game. Do I understand my math correctly? If they got a 400% pay bump, they'll now make $1,600 a game?
I believe that is correct, yes.
That's not bad.
They are their own brand. We always talk about what value do you bring in terms of your pay, especially when it comes to professional sports.
They are the most well-known, right?
The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are a brand in and of themselves.
Do you know what I remember when I was growing up? My father had a deck of playing cards, shall we say.
With the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders on it?
Well,
there was a pair on the deck.
Adult themed in nature, Scott. And yes, they were Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Look at me. It was your dad.
Went to play Rummy Cube one night and about...
Yeah, you did.
Why don't those women have clothes on? Scarred me for my entire childhood.
Okay. They made a lot of money.
I hope they did. I hope they make money off this TV show. And I hope they're allowed to go out and market themselves and model and as Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. News is coming up next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.